Hey everybody, welcome to Fit Friends Friday. This is Lauren, and today I'm going to go over how to have a productive weekend after a super stressful week. So this is for anyone who had a crazy stressful week. Maybe you weren't as healthy or as productive as you hoped that you were going to be because life got in the way and you had 100 other things going on you didn't expect, or maybe you did expect them. But either way, super stressful week that's finally coming to a close and you're looking forward to a either relaxing weekend or just less stressful weekend. I have 5 tips for you on how to de-stress after a hectic week to get yourself mentally prepared for a positive weekend. So no matter what your plans are tonight, I want you to find a little bit of time to brainstorm what you have to do this weekend. Take this time to plan your workouts, plan your healthy food, and pick 2 things to do each day that are going to move you forward towards your goals. Even if you have plans tonight, I know you can find 10 to 20 minutes to just brainstorm what you absolutely have to do this weekend. After you do that brainstorm, and maybe after you get home tonight, take some time to relax. So whether that's taking a shower, taking a bath, reading for a couple of minutes, watching an episode of The Office, calling a friend, whatever it is that's gonna relax you. You have everything that you need to do for a weekend planned out. Now you can take some time to really relax. Number 3 is get your best night's sleep. So I don't say get an awesome night's sleep, I say get your best night's sleep. So go to bed as soon as you can. Don't worry about how many hours you're getting or not getting. Just get your best night's sleep tonight. Because I also want you to wake up early. That's number 4. Wake up early to get your must-dos done. So get your workout in, any food prep that you need to do for the weekend, but also those 2 things that you're going to do on Saturday and the 2 things that you're going to do on Sunday that are going to move you towards your goals. I want you to get those done as early as you can. So then you can spend the rest of your day, the rest of the weekend, relaxing, having fun, going to the parties you have planned, getting your errands done, whatever it is that you have going on. It's so essential to get these must-dos done as early as you can. Get them out of the way. But also, number 5 is to enjoy it. Enjoy this process. Whenever you're waking up early during the week and maybe dreading the things that you have to do, that's one thing. But I think waking up on the weekends, that's a choice. You're waking up to get things done that you want to do. So whether or not you love to work out every day or whether or not you love to do these little tasks, waking up is making your future a priority. So nobody really loves to wake up early, right? But think of it as, if I wake up early, then I am moving myself forward. I'm moving towards the goals that I want and a future that I want. Once you get those essential things done, you can then enjoy your weekend, enjoy the other plans that you have, and reevaluate anything that you've committed to that really doesn't bring you joy. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. The reason that we strive to be healthy, the reason that we want to be productive is so that we can live the life that we want, the life that makes us happy, the life that makes us feel fulfilled. It's Friday. You have an awesome weekend ahead of you. And I hope that these 5 tips get you even more excited about the days ahead. Don't forget to share the podcast with all your friends, and we'll talk to you soon.